USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're ready to meet, and if it happens, that's great. And if it doesn't, we'll see what happens.
The first comments from a White House official at news that North Korea is claiming it might pull out of the summit with the United States if the Trump administration insists the North give up its nuclear program. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying a short time ago outside the White House,
We're still hopeful that the meeting will take place and we'll continue down that path. But at the same time, we know that we've been prepared that these could be tough negotiations. The president is ready if the meeting takes place. And if it doesn't, we'll continue the maximum pressure campaign that's been ongoing.
State media in North Korea quoting top officials there as being upset about the push for denuclearization, as well as the U.S. going forward with military drills with South Korea. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Hundreds of thousands of people across the east and northeast are without power after a deadly storm system rumbles through late yesterday, killing at least 5 people in the New York area. In some places, vehicles were underwater, hail the size of tennis balls reported. In Maryland's Frederick County, they conducted at least 60 water rescues from people who'd gotten stuck on roads in their cars.
The biggest thing is the turnaround. Don't drown. We keep saying it on the news. All the weather people put it out there. Don't drive through flooded streets, and people continue to do it.
That's a Frederick County official. 2 days after the U.S. officially opens its new embassy in Jerusalem, Guatemala following suit hours ago, cutting the ribbon on its new embassy in that city. An exploding vape pen being blamed for the death of a Florida man a couple of weeks ago, an autopsy finding it was shrapnel from the pen and not the fire when it exploded that killed him. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
The Commerce Department says housing starts are down, new home construction falling 3.7% last month to an annualized rate of 1.29 million. Single-family homes ticked up slightly, but construction of multifamily units fell more than 11.3%, a sharp fall-off from March's 13.6% gain. Scientists say the possibility of a huge eruption of the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island only more and more likely after 34 earthquakes and tremors rocked the island in a 24-hour period. Singers Dionne Warwick and Smokey Robinson, among a number of entertainers on Capitol Hill yesterday, pressing Congress to pass stronger copyright laws. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Joining the two singers at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing were songwriters Josh Keir, singer Darlene Love, and Mary Wilson of the Supremes. They're putting their support behind Senator Orrin Hatch's Music Modernization Act. The act would establish a new music licensing organization responsible for making sure the copyright holders of music compositions are paid with their due. Current copyright laws protects musics produced after February 15, 1972.
And a Dutch art dealer discovers a painting by Rembrandt that hasn't been seen in 400 years. It's going on display in Amsterdam for a month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.